Recently, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan filed a lawsuit against the Association of Wartime Veterans, AAWV, and Atlantis Marketing Solutions Incorporated, AMS, and other individuals for allegedly carrying out a scam on disadvantaged wartime veterans and their families. Grant Swinger, Chicago Bureau Chief of Attorney General Madigan's Military and Veterans Bureau, is here to tell us more. Grant, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
First of all, can you tell us how these two companies allegedly violated the law?
Well, in our complaint, we've alleged overall that they violated the Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act by pretending to be something they're really not. Typically, they advertise that they provide education on certain VA benefits, particularly the non-service-connected pension. And would go out to places like assisted living facilities to do these pitches that are really designed to generate leads to sales of annuities that they would then conduct.
And exactly how many veterans do you feel fell victim to these seminars?
This has been happening over a number of years. We certainly believe that there have been hundreds of Illinois residents affected. We're still working on figuring out how many exactly.
Okay. Now, how would a veteran know if they have been a part of this scam? And if they do figure that out, what should they do?
Well, I think there are a number of tells. For starters, the one thing, I guess just as a screening device, you want to only be dealing with somebody who is accredited by the VA. What that means is somebody who actually represents you on a claim, which can be done, or even assists you with the initial work when you want to file a claim, has to go through this accreditation process through the VA. So you're essentially visible by the VA as doing this work and also have to meet certain requirements as far as minimum amount of knowledge and responsibility to the people you're filing for. In our lawsuit, we allege that essentially none of the AAWV members had such accreditation, but not so coincidentally, they also all happen to be insurance agents, or as in Illinois, they call them insurance producers. And that, among other things, we allege was not fully disclosed to the people they were talking to. So they would make these presentations pretending to just try to help you understand the certain VA benefits, but then really they were trying to arrange for side meetings at a later time where they would pitch really only one kind of product, an annuity, for sale, and they're just trying to profit off of these veterans. It helps to understand a little bit what the VA pension is. Mm-hmm. The VA administers all kinds of benefits. In the case of the VA pension, we're not talking about a retirement pay. It's really a benefit that doesn't have to be connected to service in the sense that it's not you were injured in service or something. But if you meet certain requirements, you may be able to get a certain minimal payment from the VA. It's essentially a form of VA welfare, although that's not the way they necessarily phrase it. You have to have minimum a certain amount of military service, not be dishonorably discharged, minimum active duty involving some period of wartime service. You have to have low income, and then low net worth assets. And in the case in our complaint, there's a final requirement that can be met in different ways, but in our case, it's really all based on age. You have to be 65 or older. And why they're getting involved in all this is because they're scaring people into thinking that in order to qualify, they need to purchase an annuity to reduce down assets. And people might not even be fully explained, just even like the explanation I've given you as far as what the requirements of the pension are, mm-hmm. We believe aren't even always being discussed, which is part of the reason why somebody should only get this advice really from an accredited VA veteran service officer. And also there's other than broader issues of right and wrong about trying to look poor when you have more assets. There's certainly, we filed the lawsuit on the basis of there are all kinds of misrepresentations made to make them think that they had to do this particular action to qualify for the benefit, which isn't even true, even if somebody is transferring assets, which in some circumstances might even be lawful. But we're saying that they were giving them half-truths and misrepresentations to make them think that this is the only way, and they had to work with them about this.
And how does this lawsuit seek to make veterans who've been affected by this scam whole again?
Well, it's in early phases. It'll be subject to civil discovery, which we'll get a better picture on the financial impact. But it's both seeking injunctive and final relief. So certainly we would be attempting to shut down this model of operation. We'd certainly be reviewing the possibility of seeking restitution where possible. But definitely trying to get this type of predatory behavior stopped in Illinois, as well as we believe based on public information they've put out in the past that they're also present in a lot of other states as well.
Wow. And now, is this something that is frequently happening with veterans where they are targeted by fraudulent companies?
Just to stay on the topic of benefit scams based on the VA pension, this is only one type of model of scam I've seen. And I believe there are others in our state as well as across the country who are doing these kind of scams. So I do think there are other organizations out there. In a quick mention, I think another model of scam that I'm concerned about and we've had complaints on is somebody like mom or dad needs home care assistance. And either they're a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran. There are businesses out there that will try to pretend that they're just offering, possibly through the VA, limited hours of care, but they won't fully describe that they're actually having them apply for the VA pension and that there'd be a whole amount of money coming back to them, which typically they try to pocket themselves, either in whole or in part. So that's another thing where our office is looking into.
Okay.
My bureau is part of the Consumer Protection Division, so our mission is always seek out ways that military and veterans are scammed. But lately, I'd say a lot of her work is focusing on the ways on scams built off of VA benefits.
And you mentioned your bureau. What other military and veterans' rights do you look out for or provide to veterans?
Well, in a very high-level view, you could break down our work perhaps into three categories. So I've been talking to you a little bit about consumer protection and particularly focused on VA benefits. We also work on military reemployment rights, which that's particularly of concern to current reservists, whether in the Federal Reserves or the National Guard, as far as their ability to come and go from their work. And also, if they're public employees, there are certain financial obligations that are attached to. So we receive a decent amount of complaints and work in that area. My colleague Tom Banning in our Springfield office currently is focusing a lot on that work. We also, beyond consumer and the employment rights issues, I'd say we have kind of other calls. We get calls even about the conduct of the VA, which we generally don't directly have jurisdiction on, but sometimes we can be of assistance. We do have a hotline number, which we certainly would like to put out, which
sure.
is our 800-382-3000 number. Where we welcome anybody with a concern. Basically, the way I describe it is if you have a concern that involves military and or veterans issues and somehow a legal issue, you're welcome to give us a call, because if we can't handle it, we always keep working and working better about how to properly refer such calls.
Okay.
And plus, it's a vehicle through which we can get complaints about what's out there, as well as be able to kind of track what are the issues that are of importance to Illinois.
All right, that's great. I'm certainly a great... grateful that you came on the program to talk about this issue. I know it's fairly early within the lawsuit, but do you have any idea of how long it might take to have this resolved?
The life of any civil litigation can be longer. It is a little hard to say at this point. I'd say certainly We're looking into next year before there's probably any news on the case. We're just getting started.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on it, and we'll hopefully have you back at an appropriate time to talk more about it once it moves through the courts. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Grant Swinger, Chicago Bureau Chief of Attorney General Madigan's Military and Veterans Bureau, and the hotline number 1-800-382-3000. Well, Grant, thank you very much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'm Brian Hawkins. You're listening to The Beacon. All right. Well, Grant, thanks very much. This show, we're looking to air it next Saturday.
And next Saturday.
Yeah, at the program, it's from 7 to 8 a.m. WCPT. The program is called The Beacon. And once that is all set, I'll drop a line to Eileen and let her know.
Great, great. I look forward to put aside this segment. I'm interested in checking out the program.
All right. And, you know, if that's a little early for you on a Saturday, it is available on podcasts.
Oh, great. Okay,
And I'll let Eileen know where she can find all of that.
Great. I'm gonna pass you off to her just to say goodbye. But thank you very much, Mr.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Brian.
No, thank you. And I was just telling Grant that once the program airs, I'll send you an email and let you know.
That would be great. Yeah, we'd love to hear the clip. And, you know, obviously if there's anything else we can help you with, please let us know.
Sure. We'll keep our eye on this. Our program is dedicated toward talking about issues for veterans and the disabled. I may have told you that before, but...
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And so you said next Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
The week, Veterans Day weekend.
Why can't I think of what is the date next Saturday?
It's late in the afternoon, that's why.
The 11th?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay. Just in time for Veterans Day.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's perfect.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll be in touch, and we'll look for the clip.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Because it's late on Wednesday afternoon, I can't think either.